Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Right, Troy, here we are. We're ready to go. You've got records that you bought in from the record store. Big show pony whoppers.
I did indeed. Now, I think today we're going to have a brand new, a reissue, and a compilation.
Oh, just cover all the, tick all the boxes.
Where do you want to start?
Presents for everybody, from the good one. I'll just, it's your call. There's no bad ones.
So. Let's start with some psychedelic pop music from 1967. How's
perfect.
That for an
perfect
idea? Here we go.
Oh,
it's,
look at that. Jesus.
It's now this.
Oh, shit.
At the time. just tell them what that
okay,
is.
All right, I can't. I'm trying to. So really, it's really the artwork, you know, the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
The van, that's what that artwork
that's
sort of thing,
totally
isn't it?
That.
Like the font on that, The Honeysuckle Breeze, Tom Scott, with the California Dreamers. And the photo is of a gentleman who looks like he has decided not very long ago to turn his back on the world of academic and career pursuits, picked up a big, big saxophone, jammed a whole bunch of flowers in the end of the saxophone there. See, look at that, Joe Guy. He's just relaxed there. He's got a pair of sandals on. Absolutely off his tits. Looks like he's off his tits on, I'm guessing, LSD. Oh, and then on the back, there we have a very different picture there. It looks like some sort of, like, it's the sort of vibe that a lot of New Zealand performers were going for about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, I think you're right. Including the sandals.
Including the sandals and the saxophone there. He's got a tiny weenie moustache. Almost Hitler-esque. Songs like The Honeysuckle Breeze, Never My Love, She's Leaving Home, Naima, Mellow Yellow, Baby I Love You Today, North Blues for Harry, and Deliver Me. This was produced by Bob Thiel. Where is it from? What year?
1967.
Shivering timbers.
Now, Tom Scott went on to be like a hugely successful sort of smooth jazz guy in the 70s, but played with people like Joni Mitchell, everything. But this was his first record. He was 19 years old. That explains why he's only just recently made the transition from academia to sandal-wearing hippie.
And also from no moustache to moustache.
Correct. Now, the California Dreamers are...
Look at that lineup.
Wow. Look who's playing bass, Mike.
Carol Kay.
Carol Kay on bass.
Shiver me timbers.
We go at some of the other musicians on the record. Are people like Glenn Campbell on guitar, people from the Wrecking Crew. The California Dreamers were sort of a vocal group as well. And so Bob Thiele, who was in charge of Impulse Records at the time, remember this is the year John Coltrane died, and Impulse being the label that Coltrane built, basically. Bob Thiele decided to do something a little bit different. And so he thought that it would be a great idea for this young guy, Tom Scott, to like blow his horn on a few sort of psych pop tunes. This one was written by the Jefferson Airplane, but you will know it as being sampled by Pete Rock and CL Smooth on They Reminisce Over You.
I say yes, yes.
Oh yeah, hear the sandals.
Clacking away.
This, weirdly enough, I think this is the most enjoyable of Tom Scott's records. I think this is amazing.
There it is there. Saxophone full of flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? In the interest of full disclosure, I'm going to say it's a little sax heavy for me, that bit.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't like sax. Stooges.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'm just imagining what it would be, just to be able to travel back to that era and just go, was there something in the air? Was it, there's this definite.
It really sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. La 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 la. Not very aggressive, is it?
No.
It's not very gangster.
No. I think that's the charm of this, really.
For me, the saxophone's the cucumber in the salad. Yuck.
I just can't stand it.
I like the juxtaposition. I mean, you could take that sax out and you'd have like a very ordinary 1967 pop tune, right?
That's what I'm trying to hear, though. That's what I'm trying to hear there in the background, but the sax is just...
But the sax makes it interesting. It makes it different than those other things.
It's kind of Hill Street bluesy.
Weirdly enough, Tom Scott is the man who wrote the Hill Street Blues theme in 1981.
Shut up.
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'm quite stoked with myself then.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, he's getting a bit free.
Yeah.
Listen to Carole Kaye thumping away on that bass.
Bass sounds great.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Travelling Tunes, we're going to be the instruments of is that Kirsten's going to be talking about is the stand-up bass.
No.
I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, Tom Scott, his first album, which was entitled The Honeysuckle Breeze on Impulse Records, reissue now in the shop. Mike doesn't like it. He likes the cover. He doesn't like the record.
Hello, Chris, we've got time constraints.
Okay.
I've got to come in here and taser me again.
Oh, yeah, that's no good. Now, good. Brand new then.
It's like I'm cattle.
I know.
Treated like cattle, you know? In New Zealand Music Month, too.
Now, in 1972, at a small college in Ohio, the great avant-gardist Cecil Taylor was teaching a music class. And from that music class, a group formed called the Pyramids. Idris Akamore was the head of the Pyramids. Bruce Baker was his name.
What year were you talking?
1972.
Oh, dear.
They did a tour of Africa. They released three really great underground jazz records, sort of along the cosmic end of jazz. And then Bruce went off to do other things, like he was a professional dancer. They had choreographed and wrote theatre pieces, that kind of thing. About 4 years ago, he decided, I know what, I want to do Idris Akamore and the Pyramids again. And he started off like quite low-key with another underground record, then signed to Strut Records, where he did a record called We All Be Africans, or We Be All Africans. We All Be Africans.
Keeps busy, doesn't he?
He does. Tomorrow, his brand new album is released, and this is a killer.
Oh, look at that cover.
It's called An Angel Fell. Now, tell me about what you see.
I see an angel sitting atop a mighty mountain, looking down over a town, I suspect, there, at an oncoming tornado.
Right.
Thunderstorm with lightning bolts.
Right.
Da, da, da. And on the back, a pharaoh in sunglasses playing what looks like a didgeridoo or some sort of vuvuzela.
Does, but look what's happening there.
Tidal wave.
Yeah, the earth is ending.
Sure.
Okay, so what we have...
Hold on. Okay, yep. Yeah, okay, the earth's ending, yep.
What we have on this is basically a cosmic jazz record about environmental crisis. However, it still has... Put on this tune here, which is called... what's this? Message to My People. Yeah. But there is still hope in Idris Akamore's apocalyptic worldview on An Angel Fell. Here we go. Lead violin. Taking the place of the flute that was there on We'd Be All Africans. Vocals, Mike.
Cool. That's a really interesting production, isn't it? For modern production. Yeah.
It's produced by Malcolm Casso from the Heliocentrics.
Yep. I'm starting to get a picture of the type of people who are rustling through your crates to find that one. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
step right this way, my friend. I think we've got just what you need to satiate your musical desires.
So, there's also a tribute to Sun Ra on this record, and a tribute...
I was going
to
say, quite Sun Ra-y.
It is a little. A soliloquy for Michael Brown. Lest we forget, Michael Brown was the young man who was shot in Ferguson for having a cell phone.
I was going to say, which young man?
Yeah.
Which of the many hundreds of young men that keep getting shot in America by... So, and the tense white cops.
Yeah. Oh. That sax more in your wheelhouse?
Is that sax more in your wheelhouse? We have no sax policy in the wheelhouse.
I made a terrible mistake in America once. I said to someone, can you pop the boot?
Oh.
They were horrified.
Boot, there it is.
Pop the boot.
All right, so that's lovely, Troy.
Right, An Angel Fell is the album from Idris Akamore and the Pyramids. Brand new. It is out worldwide tomorrow on the Strut label. It is, like I said at the beginning, it's a killer. It's a total killer record. You're also right. There is a kind of person who wants to buy it, and that's the kind of person that comes to Southbound Records.
Yeah. Jackpot.
Now, let's move to Brazil. There's a man in Brazil whose name is Ed Mota. Have you heard of Ed Mota?
I think so.
He looks like he's wearing a muumuu and a fat guy hat. It's do you know what I mean? Ed Mota is a big man, and he's a singer, and has been involved in sort of soul and jazz and all that kind of thing.
I see.
He has been tapped to curate the brand new edition of Too Slow to Disco.
Oh, hell's teeth.
So, it's called Too Slow to Disco Brazil.
All aboard TSTD's time-traveling private jet for an immersive exploration through two decades of the finest and rarest Brazilian soul / AOR / funk / pop / jazz gems. Your captain today, the Colossus of Rio. Is that his name? He must be a big man. The Colossus of Rio, Ed Mota. This is 180 grams of heavy double vinyl. Stand by, shoppers.
There. Immediately you're going to hear that this is not Too Slow to Disco, unlike some of the more yacht-rocky parts of the series from the past. Immediately, in Brazil, we're going to find it's more up-tempo.
The song?
Don't know when this one's from.
I'm looking at it now, 1983. Oh, taken from the album. So it's a compilation, four sides, two discs.
Two discs.
As we said.
Some stuff which is super rare private press Brazilian stuff. What do you think?
I think so. That's definitely in Sarah's Christmas stocking.
Okay, you think
so? It's exotic yacht rock, isn't it?
It is. Listen to that production, that West Coast Steely Dan type, Gaucho type production. But so there's that, and then I'd never heard of this before. This is Sandra Sá, Guarda Minha Voz, right? Never heard of this. What I had heard of was, did we put the bonus track in? We got a bonus track there?
We've got the Rita Lee one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Rita Lee was one of the founding members of the trio Os Mutantes back in the 60s. By 1980, she was still super famous in South America, but we didn't really know her in the rest of the world, in the Western world. So I had no idea till listening to this tune that Ed Mota, the Colossus, has chosen for Too Slow to Disco.
The Colossus of Rio!
The Colossus!
Woo!
Rita Lee and her husband Roberto de Calva did an album called Suade. Suade. And this tune here, Atlantida. Check this out. This is more the new wavy sort of...
Oh, look out.
New wavy sort of ESG type.
A little bit more
things.
Cocaine in this one?
I think so, maybe. But wait for Rita's voice.
I detect a bit of that frustration in the original video for Fame. Yeah, when she's a steel worker and she says, oh, I just need to dance.
Shit. I'm standing on the hot floor.
Yeah. Here, pull that bucket all over me.
Oh, it's a sin. Very stiff.
Here we go, here we go. So if you're not on the dance floor, go home. Hey. If you can't get into the zone for that one, go home.
Jogo, what do you think? You dancing to this? You dancing to this one? So this here is from 1980, and it's Ed Motor, the Colossus of Rio, has chosen this to close the album.
And cool track.
It's like I said, this goes so far outside of the boundaries of the other four volumes of Too Slow to Disco. This guy, Ed Motor, apparently somebody...
The Colossus of Rio.
The Colossus of Rio. Somebody in the shop was telling me that they saw a documentary on him. And he has like this vault of records, right? Where these shelves are all curved and they take up like an entire corridor of the space. And he's this big man, he'll show you all these records. His uncle was Tim Maia. Do you know who Tim Maia was? Luaka Bop put out a Tim Maia album a few years ago. A very, very, very strange soul singer.
Nice.
From Rio.
But father of the Colossus.
No, the uncle of the
uncle
Colossus.
Uncle of the Colossus.
The Colossus of Rio. So yeah, Too Slow to Disco, Brazil. It originally
does
came
that mean that every town needs, every major city in the world needs to allocate itself at least one Colossus?
I think so.
Oh.
It's the destiny, really,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The
I'm
destiny
wondering,
of a city
yeah,
relies
the Colossus
upon.
Of Sydney, the Colossus of Perth.
He's a
the Colossus of Dunedin.
Oh.
Just to be clear, Dunedin and Rio are quite different.
I'd say so.
They speak Portuguese in Rio.
I've never been to either place.
Have you?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, no, they're very similar then. Hey, Troy, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. All of these, if they're not on the shelf today, which they could be, come and have a look, they'll be on the shelf tomorrow. But I suspect they'll be up on the shelf today.
Hot shelves of Southbound Records, hot shelves.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes. Nice.